in Christ and family of Bethlehem. Once more, during the last few weeks, we celebrated the church season, what we call Advent. Advent simply means the coming of our Lord, his first coming, and yet we still are looking forward to his second. In order for us to be prepared for this night and for Christmas, we focused on getting into the Christmas spirit by the fruit of the Spirit. We read in Scripture a particular passage from a letter of St. Paul to the church, the Christian church in the place called Galatia. So Galatians chapter 5. And he says this: the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Of all these things, there is no law. Up until this time, we've talked about almost all of those particular fruits and how, believe it or not, you have them now. By means of your union into Christ, your baptism into his death and resurrection, you already have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, Spirit of our living God, already dwelling within your heart. Your ability to love your family, your children, your spouse, your ability to have an urging to maybe find out that just perfect Christmas gift, that ability is the gift of God's love inside of you. And we are, as God's people, mere reflections of that original first love of God. So when we talk about the gifts or the fruit of the Spirit, they all go back first to love. In order for us, for tonight, to talk about faithfulness, we first have to talk about love. And we know that God is love. We have the ability to love one another because God has first loved us. And the reason why we know that is because he showed it to us time and time again. But the biggest reason why he showed it to us is what we celebrate tonight. That God himself was willing to be humbled to the point of being born in our flesh. True God and yet true man. The word of God that spoke light into existence in the beginning is now a baby in the manger. Out of love for this creation, out of love for each and every single one of you, and even the people that we might not even like, or the people that we maybe are wanting to give coal for a present for Christmas. God loves them as well. So tonight, because of God's love, we talk about faithfulness. The whole Christmas story is actually a story of faithfulness. Tonight we've heard in our Old Testament reading from a guy named Isaiah, an Old Testament prophet, 700 years before Jesus was born in the flesh. 700 years, he's giving a comfort to God's people that are still awaiting somebody that's going to save the day, that's going to bring an end to madness and fear in their day and age. 700 years, they promised this, that he even said his name would be Emmanuel because he would be God in the flesh, God with us. And we know that God is faithful because he owned up on that promise. Not just 700 years in the making, but a promise that was started at the very beginning in the Garden of Eden. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, messed it all up royally. We've been told these stories since our youth in Sunday school. Sin first came in because of their wish to be God themselves, to eat of the fruit that was forbidden. But you know what happened in the garden? God was not just displeased, but he still loved his people enough that he gave them a promise. A promise for a way out. That out of a child of Eve, a descendant of Eve, would be a savior. One that would be bruised by Satan, by his heel, but with his very own bruised heel would crush the head of Satan. That promise was made good on Good Friday. that we celebrated earlier this year in a very strange way, didn't we? Without maybe even gathering for church. That promise is made true in Jesus being born. God has been faithful. He's not only given promises, he's not only heard the cries and pleas of God's people throughout the millennia, but he's actually owned up on those prayers. You and I have Jesus today on the other side of the spectrum, looking back at this that took place already over 2,000 years ago. And yes, Jesus is still here. Despite our groanings, and despite maybe our feelings of unanswered prayers, and despite the fears and the hopes that we have for this year, well, better believe it, this Christmas, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in Jesus tonight. And because God is faithful in the past, we know that he's going to be faithful in the future for you. Whatever's weighing hard on your heart this year, maybe it's a loss of a loved one, a grief over a job or a school or a person, or maybe just in general, a weariness and anxiety over this year, whether you're watching virtually at home or in person, God is going to be faithful for you in the days ahead because you are his child. And God took care of that child, Jesus, that was born in a feeding trough in a barn by providing for him an earthly father in Joseph when he wanted to run away. And when you want to run away, maybe even if you have run away from God or you know family or friends that have run away from God, God is going to be faithful for them and for you still in the future because you belong to God. All of us do. He has come not only to be born, but to die on Good Friday because of love. You are good enough to die for, and you're good enough to live for as well. And that's why we get to go tonight to live for one another, to be faithful to one another, not just in our marriages, but in our families. Be faithful to your friends when you go back to school. Be faithful to maybe the people that are the hard-to-love ones. Why? Because God has already given you the example. For he is faithful and just. This Christmas, know that God is love, but he's also faithful. With that in mind, we know that the peace of our Lord surpasses all understanding. May it guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen. Tonight we have the supreme privilege of hearing a little bit more about faithfulness for a special little video clip for you today to talk about how God has been faithful in maybe different ways. So I leave you with this message.
Man, I wonder what it was like to really be born in a manger.
I know, right? I wonder whatever happened to baby Jesus.
He grew up.
Wait, you're telling me that the baby Jesus from the Christmas story is the same baby Jesus as the adult walk on water Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I never really put those two concepts together. Wow. Well, I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
He went to the cross.
That's the same guy?
Yeah.
Baby Jesus is the same as cross Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, he grew up. I mean, there's some time in there, you know. He grew up. He taught people. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross. He came back to life, you know. Now he lives in our hearts.
That's the same guy? The Jesus that lives in our hearts?
Yeah.
This is really... Okay. I guess I just didn't put two and two together. This is... Whew. Wow. Merry Christmas, Denver. I guess we should just try to view Christmas instead of one isolated event and more of an ongoing story about our salvation.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Great idea.
So as a reminder, don't be fooled that tonight isn't just about tonight. It's about something much bigger.